Chapter 81 Dalinar 9 Hours after the retreat into the rift, Dalinar's anger had finally cooled enough for him to admit that his argument with Elokar had been a terrible mistake. He sat on a rock, body fatigued from climbing up the other side of the rift. Now that Elokar had destroyed the ramp down, it made a great deal of sense to climb up a similar incline on the other side, thereby removing any chances of attack from above. Unfortunately, the nearest ramp up had been several hours away. That night's march had been the most difficult of the last few weeks. Dalinar had forced his men forward after just 2 hours of rest, joining Elokar's force as they marched their way through the sheer valley and finally up another ramp, this one much steeper than the first. He still wore his plate. Not only did it look good for the men, but it gave him strength and stamina, both of which he had needed after giving up his horse to help carry the wounded. Dalinar closed his eyes, sighing in exhaustion. But he didn't want to sleep. Not yet. The rock upon which he sat lay a short distance from the edge of the camp, beyond the range of the moanings of the wounded and the evening lantern light. He'd left both officers and honor guard behind, finding solitary quiet in the night to seek some serenity of thought. It was slow in coming. His exchange with Elokar would only fuel the sense of hopelessness in both camps. It was bad to be seen arguing with one's allies, even in the best of times. Now, with the armies held together only tenuously, the kingdom on the very edge of being conquered, Dalinar feared his temper would bring a terrible cost. "It's peaceful here, isn't it?" a voice asked, a familiar voice. Dalinar looked up. Elokar was alone, his golden armor scratched and scarred. How tired was Dalinar that he hadn't heard a man in plate approaching. The king walked forward, looking up at the sky. In the east, dawn's light was beginning to warm. They had marched all night. No wonder Dalinar felt so fatigued.
"It's not like Prala at all," Elokar said. "Not cold or bitter, but temperate and calm even outside the lates. I spent so long there I almost forgot what it was like back home."
"It's peaceful now," Dalinar said quietly, "but the storms will come. They always do."
Elokar nodded, and for the first time Dalinar could see the exhaustion in the boy's face. The gouge on his face bore no bandage, and his eyes were red from tiredness. All masks dropped, Elokar seemed to be nothing more than a haggard, worn-out man. He stopped beside Dalinar's rock, then squatted down.
"I should have enjoyed the time before the storm a bit more, I think," Elokar said. "I was too worried about my preparations."
"To attack Crossguard?" Dalinar asked.
Elokar nodded.
"I knew it was coming. I knew it from the day Jezhen Rosh left the Prelir campaign to marshal the nobility against me."
"I know what you think of me, Uncle.
I suspect you might be right. But I've tried to do as I must. Tried to do what would keep Alethkar safe."
"You shouldn't have attacked Elokar," Dalinar said. "There are other ways. And even if Jezhen Rosh had come against you, the nobility would have stood with you. I would have stood with you."
Elokar shook his head.
"I'm not sure of that," he said. "You don't know what Jezhen Rosh was telling them, do you?"
Dalinar frowned.
"What are you talking about?"
"He came to me with it first, in Prelir," Elokar said in a worn voice.
He seemed a man drained, sucked free of strength, determination, and even hope.
"He claimed that the war in Prala was without merit, that I was leading the men to conquer, not to avenge my father."
"Men make such claims about all wars," Dalinar said.
"No, this was different," Elokar said. "You see, Uncle, Jezhen Rosh claimed that the entire foundation for our war was false. He said he had proof that the traitor didn't kill my father.
Dalinar paused. The morning suddenly seemed a bit colder.
Proof? He asked. What proof?
A witness, Elokar said. He even produced the man, though I didn't believe his claims. That's what we argued about.
Jezenrosh's argument was foundless, of course, but he held to it. When he gathered my enemies against me, this was the lie he told them.
Your son believed it.
Arador spat in my face and called me a conqueror, claiming I knew that the traitor was innocent. I shouldn't have struck him, but I did. And I was wearing plate.
Dalinar closed his eyes.
I couldn't let those lies continue, Uncle, Elokar said, a bit of his usual passion returning. Jezenrosh would have corrupted the kingdom with his tales. Before long, the traitor would have become a martyr to them. Prelir would have risen against us, and there would have been chaos.
There is chaos now, Dalinar said quietly, opening his eyes.
Elokar was still for a moment.
I know, he finally said. He bowed his head. Nanava's gone.
Dalinar frowned.
What?
Telshech doesn't lead that army, Elokar said. I finally got a spy close enough to find out who leads the Vaden forces. It's Avan Vadenel, Nanava's brother. I don't know who is controlling him. The soldiers in his army evidently believe that his mind has been healed by the Almighty and that he's been given a charge to attack Alethkar, a convenient way to get around Bajardin's forbiddance of conquering.
Men always find ways, Dalinar said.
Anyway, Nanava must have decided that she would be safer with her brother than with me. She slipped away as we retreated, and by the time I discovered she was gone, I had already destroyed the ramp. She took my son with her.
I'm sorry, Dalinar said.
Elokar shook his head.
She might be right. I didn't want her to go. I needed her strength. This is so hard, Uncle. All of it is so hard. Everywhere I turn, I find another enemy. I can't do what I need to in order to protect the kingdom, for old rules and traditions confine me. And even when I do find a way to try and defend the throne, I discover I've only led the kingdom into an even worse storm.
The boy stood, turning from Dalinar and facing south, toward Rhal Arum or toward the army behind. Eventually, Elokar turned toward him again.
You know why I've come to you.
Dalinar nodded, forcing himself to his feet.
This cannot go on, he agreed. The men need a leader. One leader, not two.
Smoke curled around Elokar's palm, trailing out to form a sword. In the east, dawn broke.
If it matters, Uncle, Elokar said, raising his blade, I forgive you for what you have done.
You didn't know about Jezenrosh.
I never believed you a traitor. Not really.
Dalinar summoned his own blade and looked into Elokar's eyes. There was a question therein.
You killed my son, Elokar,
Dalinar said regretfully, raising his own weapon.
You will get no forgiveness from me. Your sorrow does not change the fact that you've led our kingdom to destruction.
Elokar nodded. The change Dalinar had noted before was again evident in the man's face. He was harder now, stronger. Perhaps he had learned. One thing was certain, he looked more like his father now than he ever had.
Can I do this? Dalinar thought with exhaustion. Can I kill your son, Nolanaran?
This was the boy Dalinar had trained to duel. Nolanaran's only son. All Dalinar had ever wanted during those years was to serve the brother he loved. What was there left for Dalinar now? Two sons dead, the other likely having joined them. His brothers had both gone to the Almighty as well.
His honor would never be the same again after having made a grab for the throne. What was left of Dalinar that was worth keeping? Elokar bowed, then fell into a dueling stance. Dalinar prepared himself. There was one last service he could perform for his beloved brother and king. He could let Nolanaren's son live to atone for his mistakes. At that moment, Dalinar realized something. The thought of sacrificing his life to Elokar's blade didn't sadden him. He was ready to die. He'd been ready to die for some time now. Blade met blade in the peace of morning, and the duel began.